The French writer Gustave Flaubert, the author of the novel Madame Bovary, presides over the more than 175,000 books on this floor, which is devoted to Romance languages and literatures. These include not only French, Italian and Spanish, but Catalan, Galician and Sardinian languages and literatures, Latin American studies, and the Francophone literatures of Canada and Africa. You're now invited to take a short walk around this floor of the library. Follow the meandering arrangement of reading desks, skirting the rows of chairs, until you find yourself back at the staircase. As you glance up or down, you'll notice that the convoluted profiles of the levels are staggered from floor to floor. With these protruding and receding lines, the architects have managed to create pleasantly airy workspaces. The users sit facing the shell of the building, with the open stacks of books behind them. The white translucent fiberglass fabric covering the inner layer of the shell only allows intermittent views of the sky or trees outside, but it diffuses a pleasant indirect light to read by. At this point, you may be wondering how many reading desks the Philological Library has. There are 650 of them. Each workplace has its own reading lamp, electrical outlet, and internet access. The chairs do not only meet ergonomic demands, but are also classic pieces of furniture. Egon Eiermann, an architect and designer well known for the modern parts of Berlin's Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church, created this chair in 1950. University students were involved in the selection of the chairs. They test-sat the entries. If this audio tour has tired you out, please sit down and take a rest on the nearest empty chair. When you've completed your circuit of this level, go up the stairs to the top floor. There you'll find the red information panel with the number 7.